MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump eager to celebrate the passage of his big spending bill on this 4th of July. There will be a signing ceremony at the White House today that includes military flyovers. On the tarmac next to Air Force One last night, the president said some countries will have to start paying those higher tariffs as the July 9th deadline approaches.
We're going to start sending letters out to various countries starting tomorrow. We'll probably have 10 or 12 go out tomorrow. And over the next few days, I think by the 9th, they'll be fully covered.
100,000 customers without power today in the Northeast following severe storms that affected holiday travel. Three people were killed in New Jersey, including one woman who had a tree fall on her car. The man accused of murdering a Minnesota politician and her husband has appeared in a federal court. Vance Bolter did not enter a plea. The next step will be a grand jury meeting and then handing up an indictment, which could happen within the next 10 days. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You'd go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers face the Marlins tonight at Lone Depot Park. Last night, the Brewers lost by just a run, 3-2 to the Mets. Jose Quintana taking the loss against his former team by giving up a single to Juan Soto that gave the Mets the lead. How disappointing was this loss? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I'm always disappointed when we lose, and especially when it comes down to inches here or there, or comes down to pitches, or comes down to, a close call or whatever. I mean, it seems like, sometimes you got to just win by more than that.
What do you think of Quintana overall?
I thought he was great. He was great. It's the best outing I've seen him have probably since I was on the other side of the field.
Basketball. At least three NBA teams showing interest in Damian Lillard after being released by the Bucks and becoming a free agent. CBS Sports says the Celtics, Lakers, and Golden State Warriors all interested in Lillard when he recovers from that torn Achilles tendon. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. It's going to be humid, too. That's going to take the heat index well into the 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, late day thunderstorms with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The John and Gordy Show.
Would you rather sleep in a doghouse or let stray dogs sleep on your bed every night? And this is every night for the rest of your life. Okay?
Well, I would have to say that the stray dogs sleeping in my bed, why not? Oh, hell. I got the Kraken. I got my border collie sleeping up there. You know,
really?
It's like a bed of hair now.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Happy Independence Day. On the next show, enjoy a special best of episode. And while we're off enjoying family, friends, food, fun, and fireworks, don't miss your chance to win Brewers tickets with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
The Republicans just passed a budget that would add $3.8 trillion over the next 10 years to the existing $2 trillion deficit we have, taking the deficit to GDP ratio to 8%, almost unprecedented, not in wartime. And this is why you see the bond market reacting. It's the most reckless economic policy of any modern administration.
Thank you, Rocana. Oh, Bella, I saved this one for you.
Oh, yay.
Heather said, if you're pissed about student loan forgiveness but celebrate tax fraud pardons, touch grass and contact a therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bella always tells the incels to go touch grass.
Uh-huh. Go do it. Go do it. Go outside.
All right. We're going to cross the stream.
Uh-oh.
We're just going to do what we're going to do. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Steffi.
What's that heavy breathing I hear? Why?
What?
Could it be?
The hump day. Your chance to do the hump.
Hump days with Hal Sparks.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God, the OG sexy liberals. Hi, John Fugelsang. Do you know him?
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's good that we're not in the same room. I know he's in studio with you, so I think it's good to keep us, you know, separated because you guys know the incendiary
long
fire
there.
That does occur.
Listen, anybody who read the Warhol Diaries knows Hal and my torrid romance in Studio 54 all too well. It's well documented.
Right. Absolutely.
The breakup was hideous, and I don't like to think about it. And so it's best that we...
They were my original trouble.
I think about it all the time. No better song lyrics or poetry has been inspired by a single act since, I guess, the Helen of Troy business, which is
this is the original
so
sexy. Yeah, this is the sexy liberal original throuple before Stephen Miller.
15 years
and his
year.
Wife and Elon Musk.
15 years where we did our first show at the Green Space at NPR in New York City in early 2010.
Yeah.
That was the first sexy liberal show.
Remember when
Hal and I haven't spoken that entire time. We only communicate through fruit baskets and our assistants.
Stephanie, they were like the Eagles and the
an Oasis
put together.
Well, Stephanie's like David Letterman getting Sonny and Cher back together.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember with
that's
our
exactly
first,
what this is like.
Remember our very first show.
I was going to say that, Chris.
Stephanie's
but
like
decided
Stephanie's
it.
Like Oprah getting Jay and Dave to do an ad together.
That's right.
Remember our first show in Madison when the guy that owns the show rented the smallest possible rental car because we had no money, and John Fugelsang was in the back getting like a you know, proctological and gynecological, you know, exam at the same time. Remember his legs?
My Bikram
just,
yoga came.
Yeah, it was like we're sneaking him into a drive-in.
Yes.
Okay, can I say my favorite? You just retweeted, U.S. grants Chevron narrow or the authorization to keep assets in Venezuela, and you just said, hashtag taco.
Yeah.
That's apparently really, do you have our, that, what do we call that?
Boink.
Yeah. Wait, how much pleasure does it give you that he's really, that's really bothering him, the taco thing? Donald Trump really doesn't like it.
It's, here's the great part. It's true on two fronts. On the first end, it's just true. He does. He always flips out, and it's usually the people around him, very respected people, came highly recommended, and he doesn't listen to them first, and then when the polls or something goes south, then he starts listening to them and rescinds whatever he's doing. So he always chickens out in that regard.
Yeah.
But the other part is that there is a really essential part of both his foreign policy and his economic policy, which is that we don't have the power he thinks we do, and other people don't have to just take it.
Thank you.
So it's a huge surprise to him, apparently.
The madder he is, the happier I get. Is that bad? It's so not like Joe Soto.
I don't need him to feel motivated to not back down from tariffs. I like him backing down.
He apparently had not heard the term and was caught off guard. He thought the reporter was calling him a chicken, one official said.
Yep.
He vented frustrations to his team following the exchange. He was not only irked by the term, but also his team's failure to tell him.
They shield him from the news.
To tell him that he's a laughingstock?
They shield him from reality, Jake Tapper.
They said he's not a guy who looks kindly on weakness, so the idea anyone would think that with respect his actions wasn't received well. Oh, and maybe extra colicky.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why that makes me happy. Well, this is the latest.
Oh, get used to it.
This is
because that's going to be happening everywhere. If you haven't noticed, he wasn't able to solve Russia-Ukraine with a phone call.
No,
and that's because.
But Zelensky.
But we only have two
more
weeks.
We'll get to that
in a
second.
We only have two more weeks.
Yeah, but Zelensky did have some cards, as it turns out. You live in Vegas. I mean. You know, turns out
he had chips, he had cards, he had dice, he's got all kinds of options.
And drones. Biden.
Let's get to Ukraine in a second. But so Trump announced Friday he will set tariffs on steel imports into the U.S. at 50%, double their current rate. He said he did that to protect the steel workers, which it won't do. Then the EU immediately, said it's prepared to impose retaliatory measures against Trump's latest threat on steel and aluminum. He said this decision adds further uncertainty to the global economy, increases costs for consumers and businesses on both sides of the Atlantic. The tariff increase also undermines ongoing efforts to reach a negotiated solution. In good faith, the EU paused its countermeasures on April 14th to create space for continued negotiations. The EU is prepared to impose countermeasures, including in response to the latest U.S. tariff. I mean, here we go again. Lather, rinse, repeat. He wanted to look tough in front of the steel workers. He was mad because people were calling him a chicken and using the taco thing, right?
Yeah.
And now...
Yep. Right. And, well, there's no... here's the problem he has. There is no out on this. There is no way to dial it back to anything sensible because a reasonable, a targeted... going after steel in particular, the president has a lot of rights to do if they're dumping. But because he's got all these other tariffs, he has no leverage to manage the existence of the steel tariffs because he's got nothing to weigh it against. He doesn't have anything to protect the economy. Like in the first term, he was like, I bailed out the farmers. I had this thing because he had this. How do I say this on radio? Matriculation match. With China, and he was able to buy off the farmers because the rest of the tariffs didn't exist. It was just normal. It was about 2.5% they were with everything else and a couple of targeted things. But when you do everything all at once, and then you try to have a spot tariff fight over any particular thing, it erases the value and or strength of the entire thing and makes it a bunch of blather. And it also specifically makes it illegal. And this is why the SCOTUS is going to rule against it, because this Emergency Powers Act he's using does not work. It does not make any sense. There is no justification. We are not in an emergency. We are the biggest economy in the world. Of course, we're going to buy more stuff
from
other people than they buy from us.
Countries around the world understand our system better than he does.
But it's
that's illegal and the courts are going to stop
Yes.
It's a smokescreen, so we don't talk about the fact that Joe Biden would not sell U.S. steel to the Japanese and Donald Trump, who has hated the Japanese with a racist fervor since the 80s, just did.
Yeah.
And he's pretending it was a merger, not a sale. But they are selling U.S. steel to Nippon, which Donald Trump can't pronounce. And it's like selling the Liberty Bell to IKEA and saying it's like giving your neighbor your car and your car registration information and the keys, but it's still mine.
Yeah. So, Hal, you brought up Ukraine. It's so delicious. Who is this? MM says Ukraine destroyed a significant number of Russians' bomber fleet, and Putin's little soft taco didn't know about it. #delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, I just that, let me,
they
let me...
did a drone swarm at three different air bases, and there was this alleged part of it where there was a drone swarm that attacked Putin's helicopter. Was the the story that the Kremlin was telling? Like they were going after it personally, like it was an assassination attempt.
Yeah. Please.
Boo effity who, because that's what they've been trying to do with not just Ukrainian leaders, but world leaders for a very long time. They don't have any compunction about snuffing people in parks in Germany or the UK or anywhere else for that matter. Well, so yawn.
Yeah, Lyle says one of the most daring military ops in modern history, over 40 Russian aircraft, bombers, AWACS, strategic warplanes obliterated or crippled deep inside Russian territory at their most secure airbase, planned in total secrecy for 18 months, personally overseen by Zelensky, disassembled drones hidden in wooden crates, trucked in under Moscow's nose, reassembled on site, launched from within. This is what heroism looks like in the 21st century. Zelensky is him, Slava Ukraini.
Makes me want to give a military parade to myself.
Yeah.
Well, this is part and parcel of what I was saying before about Trump not being able to recognize that the rest of the world will move on without the United States if they have to. We've just always been the big brother of choice in the good sense for a long time because of our resources and because of our advanced nature, because of our fight with the USSR, quite frankly, for decades, that made us have to create such a great fighting system, as it were. But there, you know, the EU plus other countries plus the Ukrainians themselves are just so resilient and so smart and having to, because they were invaded by a larger army with a lot more people until they ran out and had to start borrowing them from North Korea and Iran, and then throwing their own immigrants in there. And if they don't die there, they fight their way back, and then they get kicked out of the country. Isn't that adorable? No wonder Trump likes him. But this is, you know, this is where Trump can't picture that other countries have options. Other countries have options. Like, everybody's a trophy wife to him that needs a green card. And without him, they have to go back to wherever they came from. Yep. And it doesn't work like that. It never really did, but it certainly doesn't now.
And thank you for your commentary on the mainstream media, basically. You retweeted New York Times, who said, disillusioned and distance from President Trump. Elon Musk says he's ending his government work. And you said, oh, off, New York Times. He failed. Good Lord.
Right? Yeah.
Said, yes. Musk announces his failure. He will now leave his job as a government bigot and go back to being a douchebag, second-generation, rich kid, civilian bigot. I mean, not to mention that spent more than they saved, right?
Yeah. But, you can turn $2 trillion into $10 billion and then add $4 trillion to the deficit.
So also we asked John, who has
$5.6 trillion, by the way. They were going easy.
Yeah.
You and John both have sons, so we must also ask you, do you regularly ask your son to punch you in the face? Because we don't know.
My kid is raised right, so he wouldn't, even if I did.
What?
He'd go, my kid would go, this is a trick, you know kung fu.
Yeah.
And he's right.
But, my kid punches me in the face all the time, but only because of the way I treat his mother, Grimes.
Does anybody really think that he got punched in the face, or is this just a ketamine collapse?
Well, I mean, he was punched in the face by a child, but the child may have been Stephen Miller, Hal.
That's right, yeah, over his wife leaving. And again, you called it a thruple, Steph. A thruple? Oh, God.
No.
First of all, you can only call it a thruple if there's one person involved in it that everybody else would be interested in them having sex somehow. It's got to seem like positive in some way or whatever. This is like... this is the anti-Reese's cup of sexuality.
You.
Like, whatever's happening here was an accident no one wanted. If these people are together.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Chocolate and mayonnaise.
It's like when you get rear-ended on the 405 by accident. It's just like, I didn't wait. I didn't ask for that.
exactly.
Okay. Let me end on before we break here. We have you for the hour. But I love your happy clappiness, as you know. You said even though Trump is the most corrupt president in history and the entire GOP does nothing but enable him, everything he is doing will still crash and burn. Because he is and always has been a up. Never underestimate Trump's ability to up a free lunch.
Yeah,
and that's true.
You can see it coming, whether it's the crypto stuff, like he's getting into crypto right in time for quantum to untangle everybody's wallet. He got into like the Trump Media Technology Group business when there were already six right wing news sources out there to compete with. None of it has any value, and it's all going to come crashing down. He didn't get smarter because he got reelected. people got dumber for reelecting him.
Yep.
And his plans aren't going to work.
Yep.
There's a nagging suspicion in people's brains that it might possibly work and the tariffs might they're not going to.
No president's tanked
gravity.
Right. No president's tanked in the polling this quickly into their term. I mean, it's you know.
Trump did the first time, but he's doing worse now.
Yes, he is. He's outdoing his first.
Which is amazing.
19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Sexy Liberal Streams crossing is brought to you by CB Distillery. If you're still tossing and turning all night, feeling edgy during the day.
Edgy?
Maybe you're up thinking about Hal and John. Maybe you're thinking of a throuple with Hal and John.
Mrs. Miller. No, I meant Stephen Miller's wife.
Oh, right. Yes, sorry. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. Bonnie and Clyde. Love it.
CBD for pets. Paw
to cure is stressful for dogs. The nail clipping is really a thing. Over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns that have not found relief, go to the source we trust, CB Distillery. Right now, you can save 25% off your entire purchase at cbdistillery.com with the promo code Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Stephanie Miller. One of the most popular and funny liberal radio hosts in the country.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock, HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Well, if you've ever tried to sleep through a summer heat wave, you know the struggle. Flipping the pillow, tossing the covers, sweating through the night. That used to be me until I discovered Cozy Earth sheets. These aren't your average sheets. Made from viscose from bamboo, Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, moisture wicking, designed to keep you cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. Since I've made the switch, I've been sleeping several degrees cooler and waking up feeling genuinely refreshed. But Cozy Earth isn't just for bedtime. Their apparel line, like the All Day Tee and Studio Pant Collection, is ridiculously soft, breathable, perfect for lounging, traveling, or just living in comfort. Once you try it, you're going to want to wear it everywhere. Here's the best part. There's no risk. Cozy Earth offers a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Try them during the hottest stretch of the year. If you're not completely in love, send them back. Luxury should not be out of reach. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. Best-selling temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. Trust me, you're going to feel the difference from the very first night. That is CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie.
This summer, have some fun at Castlecade Arcade with unlimited play all day for only $15.
Unlimited play excludes any games that give out prizes or products. See location for details.
With locations inside Madison's East and West Town Malls, Castlecade Arcade is the perfect place for your next graduation, birthday party, or special event. Castlecade Arcade would like to thank those members of the armed forces who've defended our freedom while serving our country and would like to wish everyone a safe and happy 4th of July.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Center and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yeah. How Stark's John Fugel saying? So hot.
Yeah, they'll melt your popsicle.
Yeah, they'll melt your popsicle. Happy Pride, everybody. Happy Pride. It's June.
Right.
Everybody's gay.
Is everybody gay?
Yes.
Some of us are still confused.
Please support our beloved Jill Sobule. JillSobule.com. Yeah. Let's get her award-winning play, The Seventh Grade, available.
Yes.
And a lot of her unpublished music up. The Legacy Fund, if you go to JillSobule.com. I Kissed a Girl, right? John,
yeah.
You were saying back, it was like the first gay-themed
long
song.
Long before the industry figured out how to package mm-hmm. queerness for mass consumption,
mm-hmm. yep.
Jill Sobule mm-hmm. was the first artist to hit the top 20
yep. Yep.
with an openly gay song.
Yep.
And Katy Perry's version should be forgotten.
Trailblazers, Queer as Folk, was starring, among others, Hal Sparks.
Yes.
Tell us what's going on with that.
Oh, yeah. So on the 12th at Newhouse in Hollywood, as part of Hollywood's Pride, West Hollywood's Pride, mm-hmm. We're doing a 25th anniversary of Queer as Folk, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Thursday night, June 12th, 7 o'clock. It's a reunion. It's me, Scott Lowell, Peter Page, Bobby Gant, Michelle Clooney, Taya will be with us, Taya Gill, and Sharon Gless, and then Ron and Dan, our exec producers,
oh,
Ron
cool.
Connolly and Lippman.
Super
and,
fun.
For the, yeah, many people will know that of the two of them, if you look at both of them and you look at their lives, Ron and Dan, it is very clear that Ron is basically Brian and Dan is basically Michael. And you can see how, and I will bring up a myriad of reasons why the character was shaped around those guys while we do the,
aww.
I guess we're going to watch an episode and then we're going to talk about it afterwards.
Yeah.
And
cool. And John and I, having been on the road with you, can attest that you have the weirdest groups of fans because they're the Lab Rats.
Yep.
The Love You is the Disney Dad. And then the Queer
yep.
as Folk.
Yep.
Yeah. Which is...
And there used to be a point where never the twain shall meet. And here's one of the beautiful things about moving forward as liberals and as Democrats and what we're for and stuff is that now I get to meet gay parents with kids who the parents have no idea why their kids know me and the kids have no idea why the parents know me. And it's fantastic.
And why their parents have seen you naked.
Right. Well.
Wait, why
they have taste and they were brought up right.
2025 yeah. idea. How about Queer as Lab Rats? Has anyone thought about...
No.
Okay.
I don't think Disney would green light that.
No. No. I'd watch
yeah,
it.
It's not going to happen.
I'd watch that.
I know you would. But that, I mean, that's the wine talking.
Yes.
So yeah.
I'm not drunk. Okay.
But anyway, so the 12th, yeah. So the 12th tickets are available now. If you go to HollywoodPartnership.com, that's the site, I think, for, you know, that's running Pride this year.
Cool.
Fantastic.
By the way, they already merged Queer as Folk and Lab Rats, and it's called Scott Besant, our Treasury
Secretary. All right. Thank you. Thank you, John.
You're not that
all
wrong.
Right.
Although,
listen,
he is a robot, so maybe you have some
Speaking
point there. Yeah.
Of Trump administration people, you joined us in mocking Dan Bongino, who had a nice cry on Fox and Friends. I gave up everything for this. You said, seriously, what a whiny, pathetic little snowflake. Let me translate. I can't go outside because some maggot will accost me about the Epstein files, and I can't tell them anything because I work for the guy's wingman. Wah.
That's exactly what, I mean, it has nothing to do with, like, him being trapped in the office. He can't go anywhere. And it doesn't have anything to do with, like, liberals or Democrats booing him when he goes to a restaurant because nobody knows who he is, which is probably even more infuriating to him because he thinks he's well known. And then what does happen is, like, the James O'Keefes of the world are sending people, you know, with little pocket cameras or pen cams in their lapel to ask him about the Epstein files and why he, you know, because I got to say, one of the most glorious things is watching their heads catch fire about the fact that the Epstein files have not and will not
come out. Well, because they spewed, he and Patel spewed all these conspiracy theories, and they were outside the government. I mean, you retweeted, some of the right wing's favorite scandals will have their FBI investigations reopened to satisfy MAGA's appetite for exposing deep state cover-ups, and you said anything to avoid connecting the dots between Trump and Epstein. Yeah. I mean, it's
it's amazing.
More,
like,
more
the
House Sparks. Heartbreak. Heartbreak.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You'd go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. It's going to be humid, too. That's going to take the heat index well into the 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, late day thunderstorms with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
The John and Gordy Show.
I don't want to see Governor Evers go. Dan Schaefer is saying, no. You know, he's great, but he's too old. Mm. My ass, he's too old.
Well, he's your age.
Stop it. Yes. Yes, he's my age. So I
think that has something to do with it.
It has a lot to do with it. I feel insulted, Dan. Okay, that was a hidden reason why I didn't want to tell anybody, but thank you, Gordy, for telling everybody my secret.
Well, weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special Independence Day edition of the show featuring some of our tours around what makes Wisconsin great and free brewer tickets to give away. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
Beautiful bill does add to the debt. Will President Trump own that?
It's not going to add to the debt.
The Joint Committee on Taxation, the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, the Tax Foundation, the Penn Wharton budget model all say this will add trillions of dollars to the deficit. Are you really telling the American people this will not add one penny to the debt and deficit? You can guarantee that?
I am telling you, this is going to reduce the deficit. There's the shuffle. There it was.
John, is there anything in the Bible about lying?
No.
I thought Mike Johnson was a God warrior.
Yeah, Mike Johnson. Listen, I mean, this is the proof that, these guys fighting to put the Ten Commandments, which includes thou shalt not bear false witness.
Oh, that's it.
What they want to do is they want to teach children never to trust their MAGA parents because Donald Trump has broken all 10. So putting up the Ten Commandments in a school is going to teach the kids to not believe anything their MAGA Christian parents ever say.
Yeah. How about this one? Jojo from Jersey calls it Donald Trump's small in the pants parade. The cost to repair, just to repair the streets after the upcoming Small in the Pants parade, could cost $16 million. That's part of an estimated $45 million total cost for this stupid thing.
I'm so glad the Pope is counter-programming that day.
Yes!
Pope Bob from Chicago.
Yeah, a lot of people who won't go into a church are going to watch Mass that day.
For the record, let me point something out. My favorite part of the whole, tariffs are okay, but taxes have to be repealed because if they let them go up, it'll wreck the economy. It's like, if we can grow our way out of the tariffs and we should just suck it up, and any inflation or costs that happen because of that, we'll grow the economy so much we'll never even notice. Then why isn't that true about taxes going just back to the rate they were in 2018?
Yeah.
If it's going to grow that much, then why can't you just let the tax cuts expire? If you trust
it didn't work
that it's going to grow.
Because it didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
That's right. Because it was a lie the whole time.
Jess says, it is honestly still insane to me that RFK can release a huge report with made-up citations and Hegseth can oversee Signalgate and there are no meaningful consequences. Either of these things would get anybody fired from the normal job because they're too sloppy and dangerous.
January 2027, Democrats need to run on. The hearings are coming.
Yep.
January 2027.
Yeah. So let's talk about, speaking of RFK, so Dr. Tran says the CDC now says all kids may receive COVID vaccine. That means insurance companies will still likely cover the shots, but the new guidance is more confusing than a broader recommendation, and COVID vaccines during pregnancy are now listed as no guidance, not applicable, which will decrease uptake. I mean, everything they do, Hal, it's just more chaos and confusion and misinformation.
Well, part of it is, the Republican motto has been for a very long time, government can't do anything right, elect me and I'll prove it. And then on top of that, you literally have people who've been put in a position who have no idea how anything works. They just don't know how the mechanics of it work. I mean, you can look at Cash Patel and Bongolio as an example of how they're talking. That he's like, I sit in my office and I stare at four walls all day. I don't go home. Cash is here all day. Like, oh my God, I'm sorry. You thought this job would be cush or something? You thought this?
Our favorite was, I get up at 7:30. We're like, oh, shut up.
Oh my God.
Cry me a river.
Yeah, right. Especially you guys, because you get up at yesterday.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you won't hear this on your news because we aren't supposed to know this, but Thailand reports over 53,000 new COVID cases in a week. School shifts to online learning. I mean, we're just going to, it's already obviously in California, in other places in the U.S. I mean, I'm like, oh my God, here we go again, right?
Right. Well, the scariest part of it is there's never been a better time to attack the United States with a bioweapon because there is no way we would stand up a defense to it with everybody who's in charge. Trump would not want to admit that he was president again when a giant pandemic situation started rolling. RFK Jr. would think eat celery and it'll just go away, or use a sun lamp or borrow Tucker's ball tanning machine and that will cook it out of your body or something. But there will, by the time they got stood up to deal with a bioweapon, it would be way too late. Like, it is up to the states now. It is up to Democratic-led states to marshal all of their health safety inspectors, all their emergency services that they have to protect people.
Having toured with both you and John, your balls are all they're exactly the right color. No tanning is necessary.
Nope.
They're delightful.
No,
okay,
they blend in as they should in case of trouble.
Yeah,
What trouble?
Well, it was cold in some places.
Chris Lavoie says what trouble? of all people, young man.
Aaron Rupar said, couldn't help but notice neither the Times or the Post have a story up about Trump saying he's not sorry Joe Biden has cancer. I guess that's just Trump being Trump. I mean,
he mention the Kentucky tornadoes. Any day now, he'll talk about that.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I have to say, one of the reasons why there aren't big stories about this and why there's not a lot of coverage of this is, quite frankly, is that a vast majority of Americans don't care either that he's a pig and are just waiting for him to be gone or looking for something to hang on to that will get rid of him as opposed to just his normal blather, because there's so much laser pointer and distraction in what he does. It is media and propaganda manipulation day in and day out. So it's become
To Bill Clinton's point this weekend, I mean, Amanda said, watch Biden's speech and interviews from this morning and Trump's press conference this afternoon, and then you tell me which man is evidencing cognitive decline. And just one last one. Just a reminder, Hunter Biden paid his back taxes plus interest accrued. So, no, it is not like the grifting Chrisleys who were off the hook for more than $30 million in fraud, which we're going to pay back, Hal.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to pay reparations to Ashley Babbitt.
Yeah, well, that, again, like, that I feel like was a payoff to shut that down so they'd never have to meet with her or hear from them again. Trump does that a lot, too. It's not his money, so he can throw it some way, so he never has to meet.
It's throwing a bone to his base of non-millionaires so they can believe that he's done something for them. Until we can convince our conservative brothers and sisters that billionaires don't care about them, and the billionaire from Australia who's been grooming their thoughts for the last 30 years doesn't care about them, but as we know, the poor white Confederates who didn't own slaves will always go to work for the plantation owners.
Can I just
fight for them?
We play Jimmy Kimmel, all the time here. Stephen Colbert, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks. Can I just say the comedians are really leading the resistance, are doing better journalism. I mean, D.L. Hughley just this morning. Mm-hmm. So the dude who won't reveal the identities of the people who attended his meme coin dinner demands that Harvard reveal the identities of its foreign students. Got it. I mean, it really is falling on the comedians, I think.
And don't leave Springsteen out. Springsteen's doing some heavy lifting, too.
Yes. He is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that'll, what we'll recall is, if, a lot of us, especially as Gen Xers, going through the Cold War and all the, it was really, for all of our lovely memories about the 80s, and I love the 80s, as many people who watch VH1 know.
This is true.
During that period of time was the height of when we were almost dead a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And the artists showed up in that period of time to start telling everybody in their own way how to get around this, how to recognize the lies they were being told, how to, just buy into it automatically. That is starting to happen again.
Look at what a warrior Jill Soviel was. I mean, J.D. Vance is
old.
And, Stephen Miller is the Omen kid. And bring back Richard Nixon.
Telling the truth through humor.
And, that's my Facebook really friend who was MAGA, her other song that she just did here in March. I mean, that's how you fight back. You make it funny, right? And you show them you're not afraid, right?
Yeah. Well, and again, there is a lot of people are ganging up on Democrats that they should do more and the like, which I have no idea what they're like. The Democrats have slowed down every confirmation to a crawl. And every other day, Thune or somebody is coming to the floor and complaining about it specifically. And most people who listen to us or listen to the drink from the fire hose of news might know this, but the vast majority of people don't. That the Democrats are using every tool they possibly have.
They can slow it down more, Hal. They could slow it down more. They could slow it down more.
They can't. In terms of those,
they can obstruct it. They can slow it down in the Senate and the House even more.
No, they have been. I'm saying they are. They have been.
Right.
They are doing it more than even people know. They are doing it even for people that they plan on voting for or they allow through. Like his NASA head that he had to pull back because he donated to Democrats.
Allowing them through is not obstructing them. They got to slow it down even more.
What are we talking? Are we talking about judges or what are we talking
Everything.
About? Okay.
Everything.
Okay. Because I'm part of this. Like, obviously, I love the Republican that admitted he didn't read the bill.
Yeah.
Like he thinks that's a good. Because the more you delve into it, the massive Republican budget bill has mostly drawn attention for its tax cuts for the rich, Medicaid changes. It would also take steps to significantly roll back coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Millions would lose Obamacare, which Americans, the bill, blah, 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 would result in coverage losses for millions of Americans. Because to extend his tax cuts for the rich.
But then uninsured people can go to emergency rooms and the taxpayers foot the bill, and that's Republican socialism.
We're too busy paying the Chrisleys. Okay.
And that worked so well before. Like that, literally, their idea of make America great again is when medical bankruptcies were the key way that people
ding,
lost their
ding,
homes.
Mr. Sparks.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Can I just say, I can never get enough stories about what a dumb Donald Trump is. But Tulsi Gabbard wants Trump's daily intel briefings. She wants to turn them into Fox News-type broadcasts because he doesn't read. Can we dumb down the presidency anymore? Gabbard is helping to add animation and more dynamic multimedia elements.
Oh, my God.
More cartoons.
To the Trump daily briefs, which he doesn't read anyway.
What's wrong with live puppets, too? Why can't puppets deliver it to him?
I'm sure that's been tried.
To fit his viewing habits and hold his attention.
Strippers and puppets.
Dead. We're all going to die. Wake up, dummies. Put down the mac and cheese and pay attention. Throw ketchup packets later. Tulsi's not listening. Tulsi,
if you're just listening on the radio, Hal Sparks is actually a puppet right now.
Yeah.
Hand puppets.
I'm back to Maggoty Rat with your morning news briefing. Wake up, stupid.
Here's another added benefit. The process could involve granting the Fox News team security clearance to access classified information. What could possibly go wrong?
That's great.
It's not enough that Sean Hannity has on speed dial since he was client number three of Michael Cohen. What did he need fixing? What did he need fixing? That's what I want to know.
All right, Puppet Hal.
11.
Puppet Hal.
There's Hal.
There he is. Sorry, 45 minutes.
Matt the Maggoty Rat.
That's brilliant. Oh, my God.
I can hear Lamb Chop applauding. Uh-huh. Okay, 46 minutes after
Fran and Ollie
are all
approved.
Like, yay!
Yes.
45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path Collagen.
What?
Yeah, you'd think I'm old and brittle, but huh? I'm throwing myself around that stage like a rag doll still.
You're juicy. Thanks to Native Path.
But I'm only a fan of types 1 and 3 collagen. I can't deal with the rest of the collagen.
Thank you, John. Thank you. That's the only ones you need. Thanks for bringing that
up. Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yes, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, brittle nails, it's because collagen. You lose collagen after age 50. Over 50%, your levels may have dropped.
What does it do for brittle personalities?
Nothing. Nothing.
Okay.
You're on your own there.
Okay.
Are you looking at me?
No!
You're talking to me. All right. It's a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide. I'm only dating bioavailable collagen peptides now.
Okay.
That's all you... I have no time for the non-bioavailable.
That's right. That's right. Don't play hard to get with me.
You're too mature. Sure for that now.
Thank you.
Significantly strengthens bones, reduces joint pain, physically reduces wrinkles and sagging skin, boosts hair fullness, and reverse nail damage. John, don't you try. Your hair is
and
already...
And it's not like
your
clumpy,
hair is already,
it's not like
know.
Chunky, clumpy,
no, it's bioavailable.
In your thing.
No
yes,
clumping.
It dissolves easily.
Nope.
We're
Thank
not clumping
you.
People.
No.
I put this in my vegetarian kid's orange juice in the morning. He doesn't know he's getting all the extra protein.
It's fantastic. Great. That's tricky. As a Stephanie Miller listener, you can claim up to 45% off only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. Supplies are limited. Demand is surging at getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Wow! 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 All I can say is wow!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am a true fan of this product, I got to tell you, because I used to have to take, like, separate things for everything, like hair, nails, digestion. I've had, like, acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. You know, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body, and it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, you know, 15 years ago as a physical therapist, working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results.
So it's great. It's flavorless. That doesn't clump. I put it in my coffee every morning, but you can put it in your smoothie. Use the collagen PM at night in my tea that has chamomile in it. Yeah, just talk to us about, because your point is, I think after age 50, we lose almost 50% of our collagen naturally.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, we do produce it on our own, but that decline of natural production of collagen inside of us starts to decline even around the age of 20. But around the age of 50, it really starts to accelerate.
And just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. As we were saying, it's the consistency is the key. There's, you know, I've used other products where you have that clumping, and it's this is absolutely completely flavorless, like you say, tasteless. It just goes right in there. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It really is a great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try it for 8 weeks and you stay consistent, like what you're talking about here, then you notice it.
From GetNativePath, thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Yes. Thanks, Doc.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With 2 locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
This portion of the show brought to you by FERF, Freedom From Religion FERF. Foundation. Right? It seems the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. One way to fight back is by the separation of church and hate, by John Fugel saying. Another way go to Freedom From Religion Foundation. They've been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. FFRF.us/freedom. Thank you. Or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. happen, because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Tax fees may apply. John Fugelsang is here in studio. He has a fantastic show right here on Sirius XM. Hal Sparks, Mornings Mega Worldwide. Mm-hmm. Support everything my sexy liberals do. Yeah.
Infotainmentwars.com for Hal.
That's right.
Frequently
we don't need
out
the documents. We have everything memorized. And, and we got half the acid reflux.
You have joined us in pointing out what a whiny baby Donald Trump is on a regular basis. This was
it's a good time.
Trump says he suffered mental anguish from CBS editing Kamala Harris's 60 Minutes interview.
Right.
Lincoln Project just said snowflake.
Oh. Hang on. Did he suffer mental anguish when Fox News cut out his Epstein answer, doing arguably something even worse? You'll recall they asked him if he would look into the Epstein files or release the Epstein files. He said, "Yeah, I think I would. I maybe less so because there's a lot of phony stuff in there, and you don't know what's there or whatever."
Uh-huh.
I mean, I would look at it very strongly. All right, they cut all that out.
The entire 60 minutes, the whole 60 Minutes lawsuit was a smokescreen for Paramount to bribe Trump to let them have a merger. He doesn't care about the Kamala.
Yeah. Can I just say, since I have my two manly men, my two alpha liberals, my two super hot alpha liberals, Fox News does this thing all the time, right, about what real men are. And literally, Trump is the biggest whiny baby that has ever lived.
Yeah. Yes.
And all of them, Dan Bongino, like you talked about, Hal. But who's this guy? Fox News host Lawrence Jones was left visibly frustrated after he was unable to fold a fitted sheet during a segment, saying, "I don't think men should do this."
Of course. Testosterone rots the brain.
Uh-huh. They were engaging in adulting 101 skills that are currently befuddling helpless Gen Zers unable to complete basic life skills like sewing, changing a tire, and cooking. Fox hosts have also declared that men using straws, eating ice cream cones, or crossing their legs is effeminate.
Paper straws frighten me. I don't know. I can't adjust. I need to wrap my lips around something plastic.
Jesse,
it's going to take me 10 minutes to adjust the paper. It's just so weird for me.
Jesse Waters said it makes you look effeminate to suck a straw.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You can't eat soup. You also can't eat soup in public. Did you?
You can't eat soup?
No. That's not according to Fox News and Jesse.
Only
Waters.
Women eat soup in public?
Apparently.
Okay.
Apparently. Right. Okay.
But what if we like it when they eat soup?
These guys are blindly obedient to a man who wears more makeup than the trashiest drag queen on their most pathetic day.
Yeah.
So can I just say, we've talked about this bro spear, like who is manly. So Trump says he's considering pardoning Sean Combs.
What?
Of course. Since I know people are thinking about it. No, not anyone that believes in the rule of law. I think some people have been very close to asking. First of all, look at what's happening. I've been watching too closely. He used to really like me a lot, which is the only parameter.
That's the only,
But celebrity is his ethnic group.
It's the only yardstick.
Right. I'll certainly look at the facts. I think if somebody was mistreated, whether they like me or don't like me, wouldn't have any impact. Oh, of course it does.
Uh-huh.
It's his only barometer for someone who's treated unfairly.
Well, pardoning Combs won't help Trump, so he won't do it, and it's a state charge anyway.
Oh, God.
That's true.
Also, the only reason he's bringing it up is because Trump hung out with him, and so did Melania.
Right.
And they were at certain parties that he was at, so Trump doesn't know what a Diddy party versus a party with Diddy is, and it's making him nervous because, again, he's already got the Epstein flank crumbling.
Yeah.
This would just be another example of that, to put up with that dude he used to hang out with who ran the modeling group that would bring underage girls into the country and have them
an old lady that never leaves her basement, having to hear about freak-offs and I don't know what the hell's going on with Stephen.
I don't want to know what the hell's going on with Stephen Miller and his wife.
Well, Hal and
it's too much for Grandma.
I have a new piece in my Substack today where I just eviscerate the Tate brothers and this entire deeply unmanly manosphere culture where men are taught to be weak, where men are taught to be supplicants, where men are taught to be boys, guys, homies, players, and dudes, but not actual men. Real men lift people up. It's not measured by how much you can dominate other people. The Tate brothers are synonymous with weakness, and that's why Trump likes them, because it's all about the Tates and the taint.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, John Louise.
And they're the same thing, except Andrew Tate brags about abusing women on camera. Donald Trump brags about abusing to women to Billy Bush when he doesn't know he's on camera. Yep. That's the only difference.
Right.
Yeah. All right, we have to admit about the dirtbags on our side. This is pathetic, Bob Menendez.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
raked for pardon shopping with his ex post. He said, people talk about the Trump DOJ, but it was the Democrats who started weaponizing the Justice Department as chairman of the whatever. I didn't go along with Obama's Iran deal. I was indicted. And the next day, Obama announced the Iran deal. This
look
is the ultimate weaponization of the Justice Department.
Oh.
So when Democrats talk about weaponizing the Justice Department, they should look at their own past actions. Obama was willing to use the Justice Department to pursue and preserve the legacy issue he felt would earn him a Nobel Prize. That is designed to trigger Trump about Obama's Nobel Prize and give him a pardon.
Yep.
I mean, it's pathetic, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and it may very well work. But again, at this point, would any of us be surprised that, like, Trump was expecting a cut of some of that gold from Egypt and that this was all tied into something?
I wouldn't doubt it.
It's like, you know, like, he's everything is, like, moron Watergate with Trump. This would be moron Iran-Contra.
Yeah.
I love you, sexy liberals. John Fugel.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
Happy Independence Day. On the next show, enjoy a special best of episode. And while we're off enjoying family, friends, food, fun, and fireworks, don't miss your chance to win Brewers tickets with free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve instant ramen bar and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On this 4th of July, President Trump will sign the massive tax and spending bill that passed the House on Thursday. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
President Trump taking a victory lap in Iowa, calling the recently passed Big Beautiful Bill a July 4th gift to the country.
There could be no better birthday present for America than the phenomenal victory we achieved just hours ago.
The president saying the bill follows through on many of his campaign promises.
The people gave us a historic mandate to cut taxes, raise take-home pay.
The bill includes roughly $4 trillion in tax cuts. Nonpartisan groups say those cuts disproportionately help the wealthy.
Today's bill signing will feature a military flyover. Three people killed in New Jersey overnight when severe weather moved through the Northeast. Russia slamming Ukraine with hundreds of drone and missile attacks overnight. Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. arrested, accused of overstaying his tourist visa and lying on his green card. This is ABC News.